Hello, everybody out there in podcast land. This is Papa Bear. How the hell you doing? I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I can't hear you, but if you scream loud enough, I might. I hear you screaming up there. Anyways, these podcasts don't get a lot of views, but you know, don't get a lot of views. Don't get a lot of listens, but you know what? Screw it. I don't care. I do it for my own good. I know Half-Blade, if she sees me on Spotify. I'm hoping the new Spotify. I'm not going to change the subject. This is like my third time trying this because I started getting a rant about something else. And I ain't going to even bother ranting about it on here because it seems like I'm being a racist asshole. And I am a racist asshole, but I'm not a racist. I hate everybody equally. Just saying. Anyways. Spotify's going to be changed. So in June, they got this new setup to where you have to sign in and go into another site. And it's supposed to be a lot nicer on promotions and marketing and things like that. I don't know. It got AI generated stuff that you can do. You can have your AI make your voice sound like you're a pretty girl. You know, everybody like when to listen to a pretty girl talk about the penis. Anyways, so it just kind of funny because they're like, oh, yeah, we want to save your podcast that you want to save, which kind of tells me that once this goes live, a lot. My back catalog going to disappear. That's how I get some views. I do get some views. I get enough views. Spotify's like, you got 500 and some listeners. You know, you got impressions or whatever, some 5,000 or whatever. I can't remember what it was. It's a pretty good number. I was like, cool beans. I like that. So there's 5,000 people going, hey, who the hell's this guy? Let's listen to him. Ah, he sucks. I'm 5 minutes in. They're kind of, not like YouTube. YouTube will tell you. Like, I do all the shorts on YouTube. I do shorts on YouTube. That's what I do. And I'll get some videos, I'll get 1,000 views. And then there's other videos. You get two. Like, just 2 views. 2 people click. It's like, oh, I want to watch this funny fucker. He's not that funny. I think he's stupid. I think he's too old for this shit. Unsubscribe. Yeah, I got told I was too old for YouTube. I'm like, really? I'm too old? I'm 52. I'm going to be 53 in July. I'm gonna be 53, I know, ain't that? I never even thought about it. You know, when you're a kid, you don't even think about hitting your 50s. And then when you do, you're like, where the hell did time go? It's like, maybe when you're in high school and you're like, God, this time will never end. And then 50, here we are, 30-some years later going, where the hell did time go? Reunions, I ain't been to my reunion. I've been to when I was, I think I told you this story a couple years back, a few years ago with my wifey at the time. Her reunion, and I went there a couple times, and she was in like orchestra and this different and stuff, and the teacher was having her retirement thing. She was just a few years older than the students. So anyway, she was retiring, and so they all met up, and I was there standing there, and she comes up to my wife, and she's like, oh, Pamela, you I can recognize you. And she comes up to me, started giving me a hug, and I was like, and she's like, I don't remember you. And I said, I was Sheila. I was the foreign exchange student from Sweden. Got my change in my sex. You don't remember me, do you? No, you don't. Oh! My wife's like, shut up, Jason, you dumbass. He's not him. He didn't even go to school here. He's from Butte, Montana. He was at the school in Butte, Montana. And I never went to my reunion. My 30th, of course, was 2020, because I graduated in 1990. I know what you're thinking. You're like, holy shit. My 30th should be for my college, should be this year. I ain't got nothing about it. College is weird. You don't really do reunions in college. High school's like, you remember high school? Yeah, I hated it. Man, it was such a fiery passion. I never won't see you. Didn't want to see you motherfuckers when I was going to school, let alone 30 years later when you got uglier. It's like, holy shit, you guys have aged horribly. You still look the same. Thank you very much. Yes. Anyway, so no, I didn't go to my 30th. I went to my wife's. It was fun. I had a fun time because I don't know who the hell any people were. They're coming up to me like, we're in high school together. I had the one chick. She's like, did I date you in high school? Nah, you won't date me now. I was like, nah, I can't date you now because she's married. Me, you fucking whore. It was one girl, because it was funny as hell. Girl that used to be the bully in my wife's life at the time. And she come up like she was her best friend in high school. Like, oh, Pamela, oh, you're changed to me. Pam comes up to me. My wife comes up to me and she's like, she's changed a lot. She's gotten fat. I was like, that's usually the hell punishment for them bullies. They get fat. They're like the cheerleaders, skinny cheerleaders. You know, rah, rah, rah. You see them now, they're like 600 pounds. And they're like, do you want to see me in my cheerleader outfit? No, thank you. Put your clothes back on, Martha. Put your clothes back on. Anyways. So, yeah, I'm in a good mood. I know you're like, holy shit, what'd you do? Did you have drugs? Nah, I ain't had no drugs. I had like 3 energy drinks, and I'm real good. I feel good. Found them collected away in the dollar store, man. They trade them prices. The other day I found out they raised the prices on my energy drinks. They let the little red, they got rid of the ones I love. And I thought, you motherfuckers. And I didn't realize they had changed the price to like $2.50. So I did the scans and I was like, what the hell? She put a price. She's like, we got a price tag. You tiny little tiny pricey tag. I was like, yeah, there used to be a bucket of quarter a couple days ago when I came in. There was a whole bunch of them, a bucket of quarter. Now you just got $2.50. And I need it. Today I actually went back in after I kind of like went in. And they'd gotten busted into the dollar store. Somebody decided they were going to break into the Dollar Tree. I'm going to tell you straight up, if you are breaking and entering a Dollar Tree, you need to reevaluate your life choices. I'm just saying. If I go break into a store, I'm going to go to the better side, like North Rapid. If you ain't familiar with North Rapid, this is like the side. Stores are closing because their shrinkage is too much. And like the Family Dollar down the street, which is closing out, they're doing the Kmart thing. Now I don't think in a few years there won't be another family. There won't be a Family Dollar. They're closed. This store has been broken into, I don't know, half a dozen times in the last year, since last summer. And they just break the whole, this store's got big front window, like frontage windows, you know. Them motherfuckers, they break the windows. I don't know, the dollar store, I was talking to the manager, and he's like, yeah, they gave us $1,200 in damages to the door, because they got video footage, they caught the guys, hits it with the window with his rock, these two rocks, then he kicks it in so he can get in, and then there's two other people that come in, and they stole some food and stuff, and it wasn't like, oh, baby, we starving, you know, Jesus, I don't know, if you're breaking into the dollar store, start changing your life skills. You can collect a whole bunch of aluminum cans, beer cans from behind the bar, make enough to buy a couple things from the dollar store. It's $1.25. Most stuff there is $1.25. You know, you can get. I think they raised the prices on their sodas to $1.75, and that was from the distributor and stuff. But if you're breaking into the Dollar Tree, it's not like you're breaking into Walmart to steal the TV sets. You know, $400, $500 TV set. You're stealing. You know, you're stealing $1.25 burritos, you know. And they ain't making much of a profit because that's why they're closing the Family Dollar, not just because of the robberies and stuff. It's just because it doesn't add to the fact that you're just for the door alone, $1,200. You got to sell a lot of fucking burritos. And the Dollar Family, but the Family Dollar does have the little shot bottles of like, you know, Hypnotica and shit like that. They're like, hey, we're gonna sell you booze. Yeah. So, but even then, they're not making their money because their shrinkage is just. I literally watch people go in there, and like I said, it's just not a good thing because, like I said, these businesses are leaving, closing up stores, and they're not moving in. And these people that are pulling this shit, you know, stealing all this shit, is like. Nobody wants to come into our neighborhood because I don't know why. And you're just like, because you're stupid and you're fucking stealing shit and robbing them blind. We just had a gas station here. Big corporate. They just one day decided, fuck you, closed this fucker down, took the tanks out, so it'll never be a gas, pretty much not a gas, it'll never be a gas station again. There ain't going to be nobody ever going to put nothing in there because... Nobody gonna put nothing in there because you got too much robberies and stealing and shit. It's like if you're gonna steal from a company, steal from Walmart for God's sake. Just go in there and steal their shit. At least then it's a big corporate giant. Don't give a fuck.
Baby. Ooh, sound like we got a thunderstorm moving in. We got a thunderstorm moving in. It's gonna be nasty. Yeah, it was like this is how fucked up the weather is. We had about a foot of snow one day. This weekend it was like 80 degrees, 82 degrees. Today is about 70 degrees. But there hasn't been no sunshine. Lady Love's like, well, you should put the tomatoes outside so they get some sun. I was going to do it this weekend, but I forgot. And then I tried to put it out there. It's like, it's dark as hell in this room. It's getting really dark. Spooky too as hell. Spooky as hell. Anyway. So, yeah, I'm in a good mood, though. I'm in a good mood. Just, like I said, I don't. Going back to my original topic, I don't know what I'm going to do with this podcast. Because if I got to change it, I'm going to start off. I got to probably start out fresh. So, whole new format, and it'll still be me going, hello everybody, you want to see my penis? No, put your pants back on, grandpa. Anyways, and so yeah, I know some of you had to, I want to see your penis, what's it look like? I mean, it looks like a long worm. Anyways, I asked my ex, she's like, yeah, it's real tiny, so cute. And he goes, tickle, 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 bloop, and he goes, bloop, that's how my tattoo, bloop, bloop. Anyways. And so, yeah, they're like, you gotta change it. Yeah. And I logged in because I had to change. Part of the Spotify thing is I had to change my login, which I just kept the same password and username. And so when I log in here, I got to log in as Spotify. And then once I get it in June, I think I got to start. When I want to do my podcast, I want to keep doing my podcast, which I probably will because I have fun doing these things. Like I said, I'll start using my computer and do a more professional edit. I won't have an excuse. Right now, I'm just using my phone. That's another thing. Oh, that's another thing. And when I logged in today, it was like, Spotify was like, the podcaster thing was like, hey, get with your team easier with this. Add your team. I don't have the heart to tell them. I ain't got no team. It's just me. Going, hello, my name is Rambler, and I'm an internet addict. I like to write love stories to my penis on my blog. And then people are like, he's funny. Then they read my series and stuff, and they're like, you need help. You got depression bad. Yeah. So they're like, you gotta get you add your team. I said, I ain't got one. They're like, why ain't you got a team? Everybody gotta have a team. I don't have a team. It's just me, myself, and I guess. And Jack Daniels comes in every so often. I'm just joking. I haven't had Jack Daniels in years. Last time I had Jack Daniels, I think I hit on a couple of my friends, and they were like, you get mean when you're drunk. You get horny as hell when you're drunk, too. Thank you very much. Thank you. And then you good night. Yeah. Anyways, 13 minutes into my podcast, and I ain't told you shit nothing that you can't find out on the internet. Is it gonna rain in Rapid City, South Dakota? Oh, neat. I'm in Fresno, California. It's nice here. Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, but you're in California. Ha ha ha. You can't have plastic straws. Guess what I can have? What you do with your plastic straw? Ain't none of your business. Snorting cocaine. You're not cocaine. So anyways, I don't know. I just was thought I'd do a podcast. I hadn't done one in a bit. I got, like I said, I did a lot of stuff today. I got clothes put away. I got the washing. Lady Love did the washing because she don't trust me with that. She's like, you might eat the wrong soap, and then I got scratchy underwear. Ain't nothing worse than scratchy underwear when your butt's scratchy. You can't scratch it in public. People look at you like weird, like, are you born in or born? Yeah, sure was. Thank you for noticing. I love you, too. You follow my Instagram, don't you? Yes, sir. I was your favorite talker. I got a follower on. I started doing TikTok. I don't know why. I just was like, hell. I don't give the Chinese my information because I already know. I don't trust Google. I don't trust Google, YouTube. Everybody's like, oh, it's the Chinese. Yeah, I'm more afraid of Google's and corporations and shit than I am the Chinese. At least the Chinese, you know what you're getting. Do you know what you're getting with Google? Hell no. You can be sitting there talking to your lady love about something totally you never searched for it on Google. You never did nothing. You don't have any kind of Alexa, any of that stuff. And the next day on YouTube, this video ad comes up. The thing you were talking to you about, your the person, your friend, your lady love, whatever.
And there it is. And you're like, what the, who the hell?
Is your phone listening? I think so. It's supposed to tell you that it's listening, but I don't think it does. I think them little bastards just sneak listen on you like, you got it. And one of these days they're going to do that thing on like Futurama where the dreams, that the ads come in your dreams like, you need to drink Coca-Cola. And you're going to be like, I don't want that Coca-Cola. I'm a Pepsi guy. I love Pepsi. I never had a choice. I never had a choice in the Cola Wars. I used to drink Pepsi, Coca-Cola. Remember Jolt Cola? Man, in college, man, I drank like 100 of them one day right before finals. I had to stay up all night. I had to work like two, I had three final projects due. So I drank a bunch. It was a speech class. It was a debate class. No, a speech class, but it was like I had to give a speech, and I'm up there, and I'm like, hey, welcome to the show. We're going to have a good time. Woo, let's go. Got a C-minus on the project. Fuck you, lady. That's worthy of a B. Teacher, you suck. And then I got an F. So I was like, what the hell? And I apologized. What'd you get then? An A. Yay, you got an A. You're going places. I went places, too. Got my college degree in underwater basket weaving. I should have stayed for my master's degree and got my doctorate in underwater basket weaving. I'd be a real star right now. I'd be like, listen, everybody, I'm a doctor.
Are you like a medical doctor or a doctor in literature?
Even better, underwater basket weaver, yes. Now, I got my bachelor's of science in what they call technology in business development, TBD. When I graduated in 94, they split the class up into between technology and business development. So you could choose. You didn't have to do both at the same time. Because God forbid you have technology and business development together. It don't work out very well. So they changed it so then you had to select a course of actions. Technology, you got more computer technology and business development. You did more with the accounting. I discovered later on I could have stayed another semester, another year. I could have got 2 degrees in accounting, and I was like, nah, I don't want to be an accountant. That was boring as hell. I did really good. I did good at accounting. I got like A's and B's. But goddamn, it was boring as hell. I was like, I don't want to do accounting. First in, first out, cost accounting. Fuck that. I was like, nah, thanks. I'd rather do marketing. At least with marketing, you get blow and cute girls. You get cute girls in accounting, but, you know, not a lot. You know, marketing is like, oh my God, here's marketing. Here's our tits. Accounting's like, here's our tits. And you're like, yeah. Put your shirt back on, Steve. I got it. I don't know what it is, man. Marketing girls are cute. Accounting girls are cute, too. So there's a lot of cute accounting girls, but a lot of them are just like, no thanks. It's like marketing. Neither one of them you want to have children with. You have to go to special services if you want. You want to have the kids, you got to go down to the kitchen, you know, where they, if you like working in casinos like I did, you go down to the kitchen for that kind of, I want you to be the mother of my children. Come on, you old bastard. We're going to make the cutest babies ever. If they look like me. Women think that's so funny as hell. And then they're trying to say, ah, oh, now, yeah, if they look like you, they'll be cute too. Yeah, sure. I just tell them that so they don't run away screaming. The kids look like me. What are we going to do? Abortion. Anyways, I don't know what the hell I started talking about. You're talking about your college days as a wild pervert. Oh, yeah, hello, yes. So, anyways, I don't know. Getting ready to thunder out there. Got a storm coming along. I don't know. I just thought I would do a wonderful podcast. It's almost 20 minutes, 19 minutes. So, if you're still listening, thank you. Thank you for listening to some old man in the middle of Rapid City, South Dakota. It's talking about nothing but shit. Nothing but shit. Like I said, I don't know what I'm going to do with this podcast. June, so a couple months. They'll force me to either. They may force me to make a decision. I may just keep doing it, but it might change a little bit. It might be a little different. Different name. I don't know. I got to think of some better name. Because if I have to do a different, like a whole different website, because they're basically, from what they're telling me, it's basically going to be like all my backlog, even from a couple years back. I've been doing this for like a couple years now, at least a couple years now. I started doing this right after Spoon kind of descended into its madness. You know, most of my listeners are, you know, aware of my podcast in history. They're like,
you started out as a spooner, and now you're just a big old forker. I love forking.
Anyways, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. I know some of you out there going, oh, you better keep doing this, because I like to scare my neighbors. I turn it up real loud. He's my friend. He talks like he's an idiot, but he's really smart. Really? No, he's pretty stupid. Listen to this dumbass. I'm going to sing a song now. You ready to hear my song? Okay. We were down in the Bamba with our dama and our mama too. Woo-woo. Hells, yeah, sing it, boy. Sing it. And his name was Charles B. Rippin'. Anyways. So that was my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're new here and that was your first experience, or probably your last experience, you're like, I can't understand a word he's saying. What's he talking about? He's talking about his penis. Oh, I get it now. That's what he calls Charlie. Hello, everybody. Hello. My name's Penis, Mr. Penis. That's what they call me. Mr. Penis, can we see him? Okay. He's so tiny, he's so small, I didn't eat him off. Yes, I could. One bite. Nom, 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 nom. If your lady love does that to you, just tell her stop. Just put your pants back on and leave. Just be like, fuck you, bitch, I hate you. Anyways, guys don't do that with a girl, girl's vagina. We don't go, oh, I just love you, did you? Ah, nom, 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 nom. Because if your guy's doing that one, he's going down on you. Just stand up, put your dress back on, put your panties back on, and say, listen, this ain't going to work. You're gay. We already know. That's how you probably give head. Oh, I could just eat you up. Nom, 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 nom. Yes, yes. But anyways, if this was your first experience with this podcast, I'm sorry. I apologize. And if you repeat, you already know. You already knew what you're getting into when you click play button. You were like, I'm going to find out what he's going to say.
He probably going to talk about his penis. I love his penis. It's so small. Ooh, click. Is it in yet? Yes, it is. Oh, it's so big. I can hardly feel it. It's so big, yes.
Anyways. So if you like it, share it with your friends, your family. You know, I'm thinking the new podcast will still be on Spotify. It'll still show up on Spotify. It's just going to be a new thing. I don't know what'll go happen to the old backlog of stuff. It may still be there. I don't know. Who knows? If it's not, then you ain't missing much if you're missing much. Because of the earlier stuff, I was trying to be like an actual show, and then playing music and stuff, and then doing commentary at the, between the music. And I was like, everybody's like, I don't listen to your show for the music. I listen to your show about your hemorrhoids. Tell us about your hemorrhoids. Anyways, that's the show for you. If you like it, like I said, share it with your friends, your family, whoever. If you hated it, do the same. Share it with your hated brother, sisters, whatever, father, mother, lover from a different ex, whatever. Current lover that you don't really care too much about. He talks about your face. Ah, he's talking about a donkey. Ah. And I will see you on the next episode of whatever the hell we're going to call this show.